The poem is called Ginza Samba. And similarly to the shirt, it deals with the history of an object. The object is the saxophone. I actually play the horn. I played it professionally when I was a kid, in the sense that I blew into it and people paid me money. It was not very glorious. It was sort of high school dances and bars and things. And a few years ago, I started playing again with tapes, Jamie Ibersole rhythm section tapes. I highly recommend as a sideman. If you make a mistake, they don't look at one another. If you want to start over again, you just push a button. The saxophone is an important symbol of culture to me. It was invented in the 1840s in Paris by a Belgian man named Sax. Therefore, one might say it is a European instrument, right? No, it is not a European instrument. It's an American, indeed an African-American instrument, because it was made so by geniuses named Johnny Hodges and Lester Young and Charlie Parker and Dexter Gordon, Lester Young, Coleman Hawkins. They made it their instrument. And if I think about my body with its heredity and the things it's been taught, the language I taught it, a language which, like the shirt, is a product of ingenuity and brilliance and torture and suffering and enslavement of people like the Highland Scots, the language itself is that.